Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad after all that I've been through, I still have joy. Thank you, Jesus. Teresa Hanson. I have morning service on Sunday morning beginning at 11 a.m.
Every first Tuesday night at 7, the intercessory prayer. Every Wednesday night at 7 is Bible study. And we're changing the food pantry to every second and post Saturday from 10 to 12. So there are those announcements tonight. Right now we're going to have a word of prayer. And I think I'm going to use one of songs, one of David's songs for prayer. I'm going to out familiar one. One that we're familiar with. I'm going to use, I think I'm going to use the 50. The 51st Psalm. And it say, have mercy upon me, O God, according unto your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sins is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me in sin. Behold, you desire truth in the inward part, but in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Just wash me, Lord. Wash me in your blood. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bone which have been broken may be rejoiced. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my iniquity. Then create in me a clean heart, O God. I need a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. I need for you to input your right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Please don't take your Holy Spirit from me, Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Lord, lead me and guide me in the way that you will have me to go. I'm going to look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I realize that all my help comes from the Lord. I am so grateful to you, Lord. You have been my provider. You have been my way when I don't see no way. My hope for today and tomorrow is in you, Lord. I know that you can do anything but fail, that you are God all by yourself. I thank you for being a merciful God, a just God, a faithful God, a long-suffering God, a kind God, meek God. Lord, I thank you for being all that and even so much more, Lord. I can't thank you enough. I can't praise you enough, Lord. I can't do enough for you. But what I have, I give it unto you. Use me in thy service. Use your servant, Dorothy. Lord, as I know that you can and you will, continue to use me. Lord, you're awesome. You're awesome in your great love for mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe in death, burial, and resurrection, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that he died. He arose again. You shall be saved, Lord. We thank you most of all. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the price that you paid on the hill of Calvary. God gave us the ultimate gift, and that gift was you to the world, Jesus. Gave us you. We can't do nothing without you. Apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, all things are possible. For there is nothing too hard for you nothing. We love you. We trust you. Put our faith in you, our confidence in you, because we know that we can. And we know that you is one that we can come to and we can tell our intimate feelings to, and you won't tell nobody else. We thank you for keeping so many secrets. We thank you. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank God for the listeners that are listening to this program. We always thank God for you, because we know that if you wasn't listening to the program, where would we be? What we're talking about tonight is Let It Go. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the third verse, 13 and 14 chapter says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. We got to let go all our hurt. Give it to God. He can handle it better than we ever could. So why not cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you? And let God deal with the hurt, because people can hurt you so bad that you don't think you will ever get over it. But you will get over it. Just let it go and give it to God. Tell God about it. He already knows, but tell him anyway so you can feel better. Lord, I was hurt. What they have done to me, they have lied on me, they have talked about me. And I'm going to give it to you, because you can deal with it better than I can. That's what we got to learn to do. Forgetting those things which are behind. Forget about all the hurt, all the pain, all the misery, all the suffering. Forget about it and press forward. Look at unto those things which are before you. Keep your mind focused on what is before you. And then the 14th verse say, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Don't let your past dictate your future. Let it go. Don't hold on to the past. You can't change it. So why are you carrying it? Why are you letting it burden you down? You can't change what have already been. Let it go. And let God do what needs to be done. Let's move on to the future. God holds the future. That's what we got to be concerned about. The future. God knows it from the beginning to the end. He knew you was going to be hurt. He already knew that. But he knows that there is nothing too hard for him. That no matter how deep the hurt is, that if he let it go, he can deal with it. One thing I'm reminded of Moses, when the children of Israel at the Red Sea and Pharaoh's behind him, the mountains on the side, Red Sea in front of them. And they cried to Moses. Moses went to God. God said, what is that you got in your hand, Moses? Stretch it out. Feel and see the salvation of God. Stand still and see what I can do all by myself. I know it looks impossible for you, but it's just right for God. And God can deal with it. God knows I have a hurt. He knows I have a disappointment. He can heal every one of them. God will never let you down. You can put your trust in him. He knows where you have been abused at. Have you been lied on? He know you're hurt. No matter what anybody do to you, God knows, and he sees it all. It is not hidden from God. Galatians, Paul letter in Galatians 6 and 7 tell us, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Nothing get past God, nothing. And he will deal with it all in his own set time. God has an appointed time to deal with us, but he will deal with us before we leave this world. Paul was a good witness. I understand why he could say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sowed, that shall he also reap. Because the Apostle Paul reaped everything that he had sowed and more too. He sowed bad seed by persecuting God's people. But when it came back on Paul, that's the Corinthians 11:24-28. We need to ask God for a forgiving spirit. If we don't forgive, God won't forgive us. In Matthew 6:12-15, verse says, don't let no one cause you to miss what God has prepared for us. 1 Corinthians 2:9, I'm not reading these chapters, these verses, I should be reading them out of my Bible. Corinthians, let's go to that. Two and 9 says, that but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. God, what God has prepared for them who love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. That's what the Spirit does. It searches all things. Teach me to let go of bad things that they have done to me. Help me. I can't do it by myself. I am too weak. But in my weakness, you made me strong. Because I learned to lean and depend upon you and my weakness. And that's when I became strong. We need to let go. Let's go to Ephesians, I think. The 4th chapter. We're going to go to that the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. No, I'm going to go to that 22nd. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lies, I was just trying to act up. Seek every man true of his labors. But we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him in need. Do we want to do that? No, we're selfish. We want to hog up everything for our own self. Don't want to help nobody. Don't want to give nobody nothing. All about self. But it shouldn't be. We are peculiar people. We are different. We have been renewed. Our minds have been renewed. The way we think have been renewed. been renewed. No more thinking like the old man, but the new man. That's what we should think about. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, wherefore sin, we also are compassed about with such great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, the race that is set before us. Looking into Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He beginning, he's the end of our faith. Like I said, we can do nothing without God. Let go of lying, stealing, fornication, adultery, disobedience, let it go. Hatred, let it go. Backbiting, let it go. Gossiping, let it go. Husband, love your wife. Do that. Wife, love your husband. Husband, love the wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. Will you give yourself for your wife? Give up your life for your wife? The answer should be yes. But when we put on the spot, we don't know what we'll do. We'll go on to right now. Go on to. There is peace, joy, and happiness in the Lord. You can find it all. You can find peace that surpasses all understanding. Joy, you the joy of my salvation. Happiness, I'm fulfilled in you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You make me who I am today. Not me, myself, but you. There's nothing good in flesh. Crucify my flesh. Put your spirit in me. Give me more of your spirit, more of your anointing, more of your power, more obedience to you. Joy is feeling a great pleasure and happiness. Nehemiah 8 and 10 said, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord should be our strength. Just joy, just knowing him, who he is, bring me joy. Me knowing what he can do, bring me joy. Me knowing that when things get up and out of whack, that he is there for me. He is there to give me peace no matter what it is I am going through. He is able, he is willing, and he will give you peace. Because he said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, no matter how bad it gets, I won't leave you. I won't go off and leave you. I'll be right there with you, bringing you through the storm. Psalm 51:12 said, restore the joy of our salvation. Jeremiah 31:13 said, then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. That's what God can do. He can make you rejoice in your sorrow. And he will do it too. You know, whenever you're going through, and you listen to me good, I'm a witness. Whenever you're going through a storm, ask God to give you peace. Once God gives you that peace, you can go through anything. You can go through it and have peace and lay down and sleep at night and have peace. Not tossing or turning and worrying about it, crying about it, moaning about it, complaining about it. But God, he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. People that can't understand why when people go through things, they have peace. But I can. I understand. I know. James 1 and 2 said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Then patience, endurance. Endurance, long suffering. 1 Peter 4:13 said, but rejoice in as much as you are partaker of Christ's suffering, when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. There's joy, there's peace, there's happiness in God. No matter what, there is happiness in God. We must believe that. Jude 24 said, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. Peace means quiet, means freedom from disturbance. God, peace surpass all understanding. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. And I'm going to keep him in perfect peace because he trusts in me. He has faith in me. He knows what I can do. I can do anything but fail. Remind of his disciples. He said unto them, and that's in Luke 8:22-25. Let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm, it was calm. And he said unto them, his disciples, where is your faith? And they being afraid, ponder, saying one to another, what manner of man is this, command even the winds and water, and they obey him? This man is Jesus, the Son of the living God, Mary's baby, the joy of my salvation. My hope went on, hope is gone. My light when I don't see no light at the end of the tunnel. He's the light in my life. He's a good shepherd. He's a great physician. He's the healer beyond healer. See, all this and so much more. He's the author and finisher of my faith. May God bless you. May God keep you. I gave you a bit of two messages in one. I hope God will forever keep you, and may heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.